Hello, and welcome to this GCSE English Language Study podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important skills for Component 02, Section B, structuring a presentation effectively. Now, if you've ever been asked to write the text of a presentation or speech in your exam, you'll know it's different from writing an article or a letter. A presentation isn't just about what you say, it's about how you organize your ideas to persuade, engage, and convince your audience. And here's the thing. Examiners are looking for sophisticated control of text structure. That's where the top marks live. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down exactly what makes a presentation effective, explore the techniques that earn you those AO5 and AO6 marks, and I'll share some insider tips from actual mark schemes. By the end, you'll have a clear framework you can use in any exam question. So let's dive in. Let's start with the big picture. When you're writing a presentation, you're being assessed on two main things. Content and organization, that's AO5, worth 30% of your marks, and technical accuracy, that's AO6, worth 20%. Together, that's half your marks for the writing section. So structure really matters. First, let's talk about the four-part framework every strong presentation should follow: opening, development, counterargument, and conclusion. Think of it like building a house. You need a solid foundation, supporting walls, and a roof that ties it all together. Your opening is your hook. You need to grab the audience's attention immediately and state your position clearly. Examiners love it when you use a rhetorical question followed by a strong declarative sentence. For example, how many of us have felt powerless in the face of climate change? The truth is, we hold more power than we think. That combination establishes authority and engages the listener. Avoid starting with "Hello, my name is," or "Today I'm going to talk about." That's too basic and wastes your opening impact. Next comes the development section. This is where you build your argument paragraph by paragraph. Here's the key. Don't just list points. Use discourse markers to guide your audience through your reasoning. Words like "furthermore," "conversely," "in light of this," and "notwithstanding" show examiners you can manage cohesion seamlessly. Each paragraph should develop one clear idea, and you should vary your sentence length for rhetorical effect. Short sentences create emphasis. Longer, more complex sentences allow you to explore nuance and demonstrate your control of syntax. Now, here's something many candidates miss: the counterargument. Top band responses acknowledge opposing views and then refute them with evidence. This shows maturity and sophistication. You might say, "Some argue that individual action is futile." Nevertheless, research demonstrates that collective small changes create systemic impact. That, nevertheless, is doing heavy lifting. It's a sophisticated discourse marker that signals you're about to dismantle the opposition. Finally, your conclusion. This is where you echo your opening and deliver a call to action. Examiners award top marks for cyclical structure when your conclusion deliberately mirrors language or imagery from your introduction. It creates a satisfying sense of completeness, and your call to action should be specific and compelling. Don't just say, "We should all do better." Say, "Let us commit today to holding corporations accountable and demanding transparency." Right, let's talk about what not to do, because avoiding common mistakes is just as important as using the right techniques. Mistake number one, including stage directions. I see this all the time. Candidates write things like "paralinguistic pause for applause," "paralinguistic," or "paralinguistic gesture to the audience." Paralinguistic. Don't do it. This is a nonfiction writing assessment, not a drama script. You're writing the text of the presentation, not directing a performance. Mistake number two, using an overly informal register. Yes, presentations are spoken, but you still need standard English. Avoid slang, contractions like "gonna" or "wanna," and overly chatty language. You can be engaging without being casual. Mistake number three, rigid structure. If you write "firstly," "secondly," "thirdly," all the way through, you're limiting your fluidity. Use varied discourse markers instead. Mix it up with phrases like "to illustrate this point," "on the contrary," and "subsequently." And the big one, comma splicing. This is when you join two independent clauses with just a comma. For example, "climate change is urgent. We must act now." That's incorrect. You need a full stop, a semicolon, or a conjunction. Comma splicing will cap your AO6 marks, so proofread carefully. Here's a top tip. Allocate 5 minutes at the end of your exam time to plan your conclusion before you start writing. Knowing where you're heading helps you structure everything that comes before. And always, always proofread for sentence demarcation. Make sure every sentence has a clear boundary. All right, let's test your recall. I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. Pause the podcast after each one and see if you can answer. Question 1. What are the 4 main sections of an effective presentation structure? Question 2. Name 3 sophisticated discourse markers you could use instead of firstly, secondly, thirdly. Question 3. What is cyclical structure and why do examiners reward it? How did you do? If you got all 3, brilliant. If not, go back and listen to the core concepts section again. Let's wrap up. To structure a presentation effectively, remember the 4-part framework. A hook opening that states your position, a developed middle section using sophisticated discourse markers, a counterargument that you refute with evidence, and a cyclical conclusion with a call to action. Avoid stage directions, maintain standard English, vary your discourse markers, and watch out for comma splicing. Plan your conclusion first and always proofread for sentence boundaries. You've got this. Presentation writing is a skill, and like any skill, it improves with practice. Use this framework in your next practice essay, and you'll see the difference in your marks. Thanks for listening, and good luck in your exam. You're going to smash it.